So today's title is Forgive That You May Live and Prosper. You know, and Fred wanted me to shorten that up to live so you could prosper. But it's also forgive that you could prosper, but forgive that you could live and forgive that you can prosper. It's both. And so I want to be careful not to talk to you about forgiveness in the same way that we've talked about it so many other times. Today I would like to do it in a way that's mindful and that it's visceral. So last week I had you in this little workshop-y type of thing, you know, where you turned and you shared your gratitude with other people next to you. And hopefully if you followed through with the assignment, you were sharing it also in hospitality where you talked about that. Because here's one very clear message from Ernest Holmes. Ernest Holmes is clear that the principles are of no value without demonstration. I'm not here to just talk to you. And thank God I know that I'm not just doing that, because every once in a while someone will share a story that brings tears to my eyes and I realize, oh my God, thank God they're taking what's being taught, they're applying it, and transformation is happening. Now, I want to say to you, we would like to know that. Not only myself as the senior minister here, but as the practitioners that you might be working with. I mean, and it's almost inappropriate for them to come and say, how'd it go? Is it okay? Did it work? If they're doing that, that's not necessarily okay. Okay, so Tony, right, we don't want our practitioners to do that. But it is very appropriate for you to go to them and say, listen, I got to talk to you about what demonstrated. And sometimes these demonstrations don't show up in the way we think they're going to. And they're broader and they're deeper and they show up in a more magical way than the obvious. So I treated for this, I got that. God has a sense of humor. It's by far more creative than we are. And so it has an infinite amount of ways that it demonstrates through you. One of the ways, though, that you make yourself available, though, is by opening yourself up. The opening up comes from releasing the energy that can block your creativity. That same energy that can block your creativity also blocks your ability to physically heal. It also blocks your creativity. Did I say that? Creativity, healing, and love. And your prosperity. Because here's what I want you to understand. When you are not practicing forgiveness, when you feel justified in holding on to anything, want to repeat that? Anything. When you find justification for holding on to anything, you are arguing for your limitation. You are arguing for the pain. You are arguing for the suffering. You are arguing for that rigidity that happens. And when we're talking about the body temple, it shows up as often as rigidity in the body temple, but it shows up in a variety of ways. Now, those of you, we have an active 100 class, and those of you, you know, you remember the first time you took class and you were in classes for the first time, and everything gets shaken up. So for a period of time, you feel worse than you feel better. I want you to know that that's actually a good thing. Just like confusion is a good thing. Because confusion is a sign of your letting go of what was, and some of that shaking up that happens is a sign of letting go of what was. And in this forgiveness work, you can declare it today and tomorrow come down with a full-blown cold and think, well, I was forgiving. Because what happens is there is a natural purging that happens through the body temple. It is physical. There is... If we believe in quantum physics and what's told, and I wasn't really expecting to go here, but we'll throw a little Troward in here, okay? Troward says that this was like the beginning of quantum physics, so it's fascinating to me, and it excites me even though it's pure science. If all the power that is exists in every space of every moment, yes? Right? That's what quantum physics is. Quantum physics says that all the power is here and here and here and here and here, that it's everywhere present. So it's always making itself available. How does it make itself available? It makes itself available through you, through me, through you, through the I am. Okay, so if that's happening and that power is everywhere existent, then what we're also looking at is the fact that there is by far less matter than we think there is, because we have come to understand that within this there is space and there is motion and there is movement. Yes? Not to the naked eye, but to the first to the inner eye and then to the microscope and to whatever else they use. They know now that this is not truly a solid thing, that there is movement. And so if there's movement, what holds it together? Intelligence and agreement. That's what holds it together. That's what keeps the podium being a podium. That's what keeps the music stand being a music stand. But in between those spaces, what's there? Intelligence. Spirit. Intention. Intention is what is between the spaces. So the fact is, where does the intention and where does the all that is cease being and where do you begin? Do you get that? That there is simply no separation between the all that is and how you have demonstrated yourself. It might appear to be separate. It might look like separate. Joe looks like Joe and Stephen looks like Stephen, but we are still of the one. So, but in this one, there is this activity of mind and intelligence that is always working. But what happens is in the human form, in the humanity, we've gotten caught up with opinions and we have allowed ourselves to be lied to by what we are looking at. You with me? Your eyesight is actually your greatest, the greatest challenge. It's in the way more than anything else. Because your eyesight really makes you believe that you think that what you see is true. And it is not true. So that also transcends, or that also translates, though, in when you think somebody's against you. You have bought the bull. You have swallowed the lie that someone's against you. Now you're saying, well, you know, so-and-so hit me. I think he's against me. I got news for you. He doesn't even, in at a soul level, he is working out his stuff. She is working out her stuff. I am working out my stuff. You are working out your stuff. And even if you deliberately go out of your way to offend me, I am clear that you're working out your stuff and you're doing the best you can in every given moment. You with me? Don't believe it. Don't believe it, even if it appears to be so. Don't give power to it. In the Four Agreements, it is said, everyone's always doing their best. And then everyone comes up with the arguments, well, you know, he really knew what he was doing. He made that choice. Or then the argument is also, you know, when someone's really being, you know, very contemplative, well, I did know what I was doing and I did it anyway. And I stand here and I say to you, each of you individually, you wouldn't have done it if you were in a different consciousness. You wouldn't have done what you did that you don't feel good about now in the consciousness that you are now. Yes? There are decisions I made I wouldn't make now. Do you understand that? There is no room for us to be anything other than a loving, forgiving, compassionate community. It is the healthiest thing you could ever possibly do for yourself, for your family, for your children. And there must be a lot of parents here today because there's a lot of kids here today. That idea of forgiveness and understanding must be here, and we must cultivate it when they are knee-high to a grasshopper and beyond. But don't think that once they get past that, that it makes it more real. Don't think the pain is more real because you're older. The stagnation of resentment is painful at times. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you had a physical experience of your resentment? Show of hands if you know what I'm talking about. Yes, I can physically feel my anger. I can feel the toxicity in my body. I can feel when I'm in fear because I've learned to be present to and fully understand the effect of that in my body temple. And when I am in that experience, and thank you, God, it's for brief moments of my life now, that I think to myself, I think, oh, dear God, what about people that live like this? And I feel a sense of sadness. Because there's no way that that chemistry that's happening when you're always angry and always resentful, there's no way that that chemistry is not affecting your body. Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to get healthy? Get happy. You want to get happy? Forgive. You want to get prosperous? Forgive and let go, because flow is flow. And we have to move into the flow. And one of the ways we move into the flow, goddammit, is we let go of what was. Sorry. Jesus said, what? You forgive me? Sorry. Okay, I'm more amused than anything else. Okay. Jesus said, I've come to give you life. I've come to give you life. Not money, not abundance, not cash. I've come to give you life. But life, when it's fully orbed, is that thing that we enter into. Fully orbed, it's the ability for Jennifer to create a song that touches our hearts in such a way that we go, oh. And for that moment, we are in touch with a part of us that we haven't touched maybe in a while. Are you with me? Fully orbed, that life allows us to say yes to a big idea. Fully orbed, it allows us to take a chance and take a risk. But in the way we get to that fully orbed life, as it has been promised to us, is by shedding and letting go of the resistance and the weight. Are you with me? Yes. But here's the thing. I need you to do it. I need you not to say, oh, that was a good talk. That Reverend Michelle, she does a good job. That was really nice stuff she had to say. No, I need you to hear it. And if you're going to forget it, I need you to buy the CD or go home and listen to the podcast. And I need you to listen to it over and over and over again so you get it. You need to get that all of your full expression and your success is always within your hands, depending upon the activity of your life. Even Emerson said, where is it? Emerson said, the height of a principle is dependent upon the breadth of its base. How do you take the principles and activate them? How do you do that? That is upon you. That is absolutely, completely upon you. And so what I'd like you to do right now, if you're willing to join me, by closing your eyes. Do I make you nervous when I get this close? I wonder about that sometimes. You're okay? No, I'm fine. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. I didn't want you to be more worried about me than I am. Okay, close your eyes for a second. Oh, there is someone. There is someone you thought that has done you harm. And maybe it was yourself. Maybe there's a few someones. There's a someone or a few someones. There's a story. There's a wound. There's something that happened that still has your attention. And I'm truly begging you, please go in. And you don't have to worry about someone getting theirs. That's God's job. We can never outlive our consciousness anyway. We can never outlive our consciousness, but go inside and find that person or persons or event or story and lend your heart to it in this moment. And if you can't just say in your own mind's eye, I forgive, at least declare, I am willing to find the forgiveness. Now say that out loud with me if you will. I am willing to find the forgiveness. Now that means I can't push you past your readiness, but I do ask you to keep the door open. Because on the other side of the door is love. I am willing to forgive myself more today than ever before. Please repeat that. I am willing to forgive myself today more than ever before. Let these words gently find their way inside of you. Let this be your activity today. And just to seal it, turn to someone and just say, I hear you, I see you, I honor you. Just turn and be seen by somebody else that's here. Now, if you're willing to really be in your courage, I know you have it. You can't not have it. And that's the one thing, in case you've ever forgotten, all the qualities that everyone else has that you think someone else has, you couldn't see them if you didn't have them. You are the all beauty, the all love, the all courage. You are all that all the time. And with a bag of chips. Okay. Now, let's shift that, though, to the next step. What is the fullest experience you want to have in your life right now? And since we're talking about abundance and prosperity, breathe and think into that for the moment. Think about yourself as the fully prospered human. If you can't think about it as yourself, let's say you're struggling identifying with that, identify it through another human. Use someone else to represent that in you right now. So go into your mind, go into your heart, think of who that is and activate it right now by really paying attention to it, breathing into it. Let every breath right now exaggerate that feeling of abundance, of prosperity, of having. And we'll talk, I'm going to steal a few extra minutes, we'll talk more about having. Now find that and keep breathing into it. And activate it. And then celebrate maybe the person that you think about. Celebrate a picture of yourself. Now, how are we going to celebrate it? Right now, I want you to open your eyes and I want you to go into full applause for your own abundance. Go ahead. Full applause. You put a feeling on it, and now you celebrated it. Feels a little more alive in you? So when you want to activate a new quality of God, think on it, breathe into it, and celebrate it. You might want to do that alone. You might want to do that alone. But see, then when we exaggerate it and we bring it alive and we exaggerate it, now we can begin to own it because you can't have what you can't be. You can't have prosperity without being prosperity. You can't have love without being love. You with me? You must be that which you are seeking to demonstrate. It's the law, and I didn't make the law up. I believe in the law. I do my best to activate the law. I didn't make it up. It just is. So you identify that quality that you want to have. You breathe into it. You imagine it. You exaggerate it. You celebrate it. And it begins to be yours. Yes? Yes. Whew, that felt really exciting and good. That really, really, really felt good. Okay. I ate way too much today. I want to speak to you about one other thing. A couple of things. One, many of you have heard me say this before, but I know it's been helpful, so I'm going to repeat it again. Some of us make the mistake of resisting opening mail. Anybody own that? Open your mail. Open it immediately. Open it. The not wanting to open mail comes from some obvious things, right? Fear of it being a bill, somebody's asking you to do something. So one of the ways we are being prosperity and abundance is that if I'm being prosperity, I'm not being fear. Those, they don't go in the same space, right? And so I take my mail, open the mail immediately, recycle what needs to be recycled, and bless the bills. Why? Because they've arrived at your home for a service you've already received. Stop making the bill collectors the bad guys. Because that energy is an energy that is counterproductive to you wanting to step into greater prosperity, yes? Thank you. So, one of the other things is that now I'm not giving you financial advice, but I want to come at it from a different place. Although, I do believe in savings. I believe in having a savings and not for a rainy day. I believe in savings for fun. And because the thing about saving money, and I don't care if you have a dollar and then you give away a piece of it, because let's say you do take on that practice, especially those of you in 4T, I know that you have a live tithing practice right now. So you give away 10% and maybe you're thinking, oh, I don't know if that 90% is going to make it. But then the next piece, and a lot of spiritual teachers teach us, not every spiritual teacher, many spiritual teachers, the next portion of money needs to be yours. You actually need to pay yourself something, even if it's a small amount on a weekly basis. And the reason is because then you will get used to having the feeling of, I have. Oh, I have. Oh, I have. Because the feeling of I don't have is contrary to prosperity. But when you do a practice means we do it on a regular basis. When you do a practice that cultivates you believing I have, you move into the I have consciousness. And the I have consciousness is clearly only a couple steps away from being fully in celebration of your abundance. Yes? You willing to do that? Find some way to do it. I don't care if it's a coin jar, honestly, or a place that you put your loose dollars at the end of a night, but move into the I have because I am. I have income. I have abundance because I am abundance. Yes? Okay. So, in closing, forgiveness is your first order this week. Make it your practice. You need some help, find a book on Colin Tipping's The Radical Forgiveness, or he's now written a book on Radical Self-Forgiveness. I've only just cracked it open. I remember saying to him years ago, why didn't you do self-forgiveness? And for some reason, he did it in the other order first. I always thought self-forgiveness would come first, but c'est la vie. So that's your order, a first order of business this week. Who do you begin with? You begin with yourself. Because if nothing else, you are holding your perpetrators in place. So our first order of business is to forgive even that activity inside of ourselves. And then the next order of activity is then to identify a quality of God, and that quality that we're working with this month is abundance and prosperity. To identify what it feels like. And then what are you going to do? Celebrate it out loud in full exaggeration. Exaggerate it so it gets into your body temple. It has to move you at a cellular level. Politeness does not work here. Don't be polite. Be outrageous. Completely outrageous. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So if that's where we're going, so I ask you to stand. And take a hold of someone, the hand of someone next to you, please. I am open. I want you to repeat a few lines after me, and then I'll go into prayer. I am open and available to my greater abundance.
I am open and available to my greater abundance.
I am worthy of this abundance.
I am worthy of this abundance.
I speak acceptance.
I speak acceptance.
I allow acceptance.
I allow
and I accept my good and my greater good.
I allow and accept my good and my greater good.
Now just stay in that vibration, as I know for you right now, as I know for myself, as I know for anyone anywhere right now that is struggling with the idea of less than. What I know that there is this opportunity and this invitation for transformation, not just getting money, but living from that place of abundance where it is abundant good and abundant love, abundant generosity. Let us feel that generosity in every single cell of our body temple. Let us carry that message into our home, on our job, into our social circle, and into the world. Let us be the vehicle for movement and transformation and love and abundance and prosperity. Let us know this absolutely. Let us know this absolutely. Consciousness first, but consciousness plus action. Consciousness plus action. Let us find the willingness to go home, to live into this, to breathe into this, and to be it. I accept this as so on behalf of each one of us here today. For this good, I am so grateful. And with great exaggeration, let's today accept this with a rousing, and so it is. And so it is. Thank you.